USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The United States is working to recover debris from the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down on Saturday off the coast of South Carolina. The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard established a perimeter around where it fell in the Atlantic Ocean, and authorities are advising residents not to touch it. China is condemning the act. The foreign ministry says it strongly disapproves and protests the U.S. attack on a civilian unmanned airship and calls it an overreaction. Beijing has confirmed the vessel was Chinese, but claims it was for meteorological research and blew off course. Taiwan's foreign ministry says the actions by the Chinese Communist Party, quote, contravene international law and violate their sovereignty. Fire continues to burn following the massive train derailment Friday night in eastern Ohio. The NTSB's Michael Graham says more than 50 train cars were involved. Some of those cars were carrying vinyl chloride,
20 of which contain hazardous materials. At this time, we are unaware of any injuries to the train crew, first responders, or members of the community.
People living within a mile of the tracks have been evacuated or told to shelter in place. Bone-chilling temperatures are gripping the Northeast. Forecasters say today won't be nearly as cold as Saturday, but it will still be frigid as a result of what's being described as an epic, possibly once-in-a-generation winter storm. Democrats make changes to the 2024 presidential primary calendar.
We will move to a vote on the motion to approve the report of the Rules and Bylaws Committee. All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
At a party gathering in Philadelphia, DNC delegates approved moving South Carolina into the top spot for early voting, replacing Iowa, which has traditionally been the starting point for the presidential election. Nevada and New Hampshire round up the top three. Georgia and Michigan also joined the primary window for the first time. This is USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
There's been a shakeup in the timeline of next year's presidential primary. Iowa, which has traditionally been the starting line for the presidential election, falls out of the early voting process for the first time since the early 70s. Delegates of the Democratic National Committee voted to make South Carolina the first state in the country for early voting.
All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
New Hampshire and Nevada will follow, then Georgia and Michigan. Former President of Pakistan Pervez Musharraf has passed away at the age of 79. He had been living in exile in Dubai after seizing power in a 1999 coup, surviving two failed assassination attempts and running the country until stepping down in 2008. He was sentenced to death in absentia for high treason, that ruling later overturned. Today's NFL Pro Bowl game going to be unlike any other.
Out of concern for the safety of the players and in the hopes that more big-name players would participate, the NFL has changed the format of this year's Pro Bowl game. Flag football is now on tap. There will be 3 7-on-7 non-contact flag football games taking place at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, matching up the best from the AFC and NFC. The Manning brothers will be serving as coaches of the teams, Eli for the NFC and Peyton for the AFC. Before the flag football games take place, the finals of the best catch, gridiron gauntlet, kick-tack-toe, and move the chains will take place. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love